This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. The 2018 dry edible bean crop has emerged out of the ground, and growers are starting to watch markets more closely. Northern Feed and Bean General Manager Larry Landy says, while watching those markets at this time of the year, inventory is key.
You have to consider, there's probably a fair amount of pinos that are still in elevators, whether they own them, whether the grower's still holding on because of lower prices, how is that going to reflect, as far as fall prices? Carryover going into September, that'll come to roost, I suppose, here in August. That seems to be maybe a larger number than we've had in many years. How is that going to, affect the market? Of course, Mother Nature is going to affect the market.
The dry bean industry is also watching the status of Mexico as the peso has gotten lower, which can impact demand.
We'd like to see it down around 17, 18. So far, dry beans are exempt into any tariff-type war. A problem with Mexico, hopefully they stay exempt. The thing is with Mexico, they can't go really to too many other places and buy pintos other than the U.S., and they can from Canada. Probably more of a peso concern. Buying has slowed down. This time of the year, demand for pintos will start to slow down as we move through the summer months. So pinto market right now is just basically a status quo.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.